We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Seatons.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, rent control. It's been a big issue here in Southern California and California as a whole, as everybody talks about the lack of affordable housing. Well, today, the LA County Board of Supervisors is expected to vote on making rent control regulations more permanent. KNX 1070's John Baird live for us in Altadena this morning with that story.
This could happen. The county supervisors are likely to vote today to make the temporary regulations permanent, set in stone. This means that rent increases would be tied to the consumer price index and could never increase more than 8% per year. Now, we're talking, though, about the unincorporated areas of LA County, not the cities. Some cities like Santa Monica and West Hollywood already have rent control in place. But Supervisor Sheila Kuhl says this could help 100,000 renters in the unincorporated areas. Plus,
more importantly, even for some people, it continues the protection so that a renter can only be evicted for just cause. There has to be an actual reason, breach of the lease or something like that.
Or say failure to pay the rent. Now, if the board moves forward with the permanent rent cap, the ordinance would be written up by November 12th and then come back to the board for final approval. Reporting live in Altadena, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A deal for Los Angeles to buy cheap solar electricity is not sitting well with one of LA's influential labor unions. They worry it will outsource DWP jobs. Live report now from KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, expecting contentious debate again today, the LA Board of Water and Power will try again to overcome some labor union objections over this massive solar power plant for Los Angeles.
It's of the scale that you would see some nuclear plants. As stated, 400 megawatts total in solar, plus the potential for 200 or 300 megawatts in storage.
That was from the board's last meeting, so that's enough super cheap electricity for thousands of LA homes, but it would be generated by solar panels in the Mojave Desert. Then there'd be batteries to store power for the nighttime. There's the labor union, IBW Local 18, worrying it would scrap hundreds of jobs at LA's gas-fired power plants. And give a listen to this. Commissioners at their last meeting really sounded confused about the jobs question.
Does anybody know what the concerns are from labor?
Initially, I was told that they thought that the work was actually being taken out of state.
And is there an assurance that the work will be done locally?
Well, it's not signed yet, but...
Yeah, I haven't received a copy of it.
All right, it's a 25-year contract for LA to go solar, and it's, at least as it was last written, the work will be done by a labor union in Bakersfield. We'll find out later this morning at their meeting if they've ironed that out, made the union happy. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
Well, we got a couple of stories right now that will impact public school kids in California. One has to do with suspensions and how it's going to be against the law to suspend kids for defiance of a teacher.
New legislation signed by Governor Newsom bans the practice of suspending students for willful defiance or disruptive behavior from grades 1 through 5 and severely restricts it for grades 6 through 8. Advocates of the plan point out suspensions cost students 150,000 days of instruction in 2016 and 2017, were disproportionately used against students of color, and the place for students with defiance issues is where teachers and counselors can provide guidance and help in the schools. Although the leadership but the Charter School Development Center has opposed what they've called a one-size-fits-all legislation as a fix in search of a problem. The new rules go into effect in July of next year. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, it's now in the books. Governor Newsom has signed into law a bill that strictly cracks down on medical exemptions for childhood vaccinations.
The new law creates state oversight of medical exemptions for vaccines required to attend both public and private schools and even daycare centers.
This is a very good bill, and the companion bill is also very important to help protect kids and to allow kids who don't have a choice about whether or not they can be immunized to be able to go to school.
That's Santa Cruz pediatrician Raylene Walker. But the new restrictions did not reach the governor's desk without constant protests as they moved through the state legislature yesterday. Six protesters got arrested. San Diego County State Senator Brian Jones even spoke out against the restrictions before the vote.
This is an abuse of our power. This is an abuse of the legislative process.
The new law does give children grace periods that can extend existing medical exemptions. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And some new billboards have been popping up around L.A. highlighting gentrification and the lack of affordable housing. It's organized by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation and includes what looks like California license plates with a shortened version of the word gentrification. The group says too many new developments are going towards luxury housing, which is making the city's homeless crisis even worse.
Groups that represent pilots who fly small planes have expressed concerns about the bidding process involved in John Wayne Airport's plan to improve general aviation facilities. They say that even though the plans include hangar space for smaller planes, service companies could choose to court corporate jets and wealthier owners instead. They're hoping to protect space for small plane pilots, as there are waiting list to at nearby airports in Fullerton and Chino.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.